Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Wednesday, February 25th, 2015, and with me today, we're on a roll. I have Kelly Gumont. How are you, Kelly?
I'm well, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing good. And John Martellaro, I hope you're well, too.
Yes, together again, Kelly.
That's right. Yeah. And it's great to have you back yet again. It's just always fun hanging out with you guys. Yeah. Also fun. Hey, we got an email from one of our listeners. Her name is Sin, and she was thanking us for all the information that we provided a couple days ago when we were talking about everything that was going on with Lenovo laptops.
Oh, good.
And
awesome.
Yeah, so they were able to check out the Lenovo that they have around in addition to all their Macs, mm-hmm. and figure out whether or not they needed to be worried about security on their computer. And so thanks for the email. And hi, Sin.
Hi.
Hi. I think it was Lenovo computers that shipped between September and December. Was that right?
Built between September and December. So it's entirely possible there are still some on shelves.
Could be in the pipeline.
Yeah. So I'm just glad because that's exactly the situation I have at my house. I have a number of Apple things. And then I have this Lenovo laptop that I keep around in case. And so that was part of why I wanted to have it.
Shame on you.
It's in case.
I'm gasping here. I can't believe it. You have a Lenovo house? In the house?
Well, John is clutching his pearls.
Oh, my God.
Perhaps he'll find his fainting couch in the meantime. That's why I wanted to make sure that we talked about this, was because awareness is a really important piece of this. Even if you yourself don't have one, maybe particularly if you're somebody who listens to a show like this, it can be something that you know somebody who has this, and you want to make sure that people who are maybe following technology news a little more casually are still protected from something like this. So I'm really glad we were able to help someone.
That's
Thanks,
right.
Sin.
And now today, we have – okay, I'm really excited about today. Okay, so what happened was Bob Levitis – wrote a column yesterday about how he's in love with his Hue lights.
Mm-hmm.
And Kelly, it's no secret that you're in love with your Hue lights.
I kind of am, yeah.
And for people that don't know, Hue lights, these are LED bulbs from Philips that are programmable. They go on your Wi-Fi network, and they include a little hub that also goes onto your network. And then you can remotely control these bulbs from the Philips website or from iOS and Android apps.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can adjust the brightness. You can set the colors that the bulbs use, and you can program them to do all kinds of things.
There are also LED strips that have the same sort of color control, and you can also get something called a bloom, which is sort of like a spotlight. And it's also color available. We will probably mostly be talking about the bulbs. I know Bob did mention the strips. We will be talking about the bulbs, both the color kind and the plain white kind.
Which is what I bought yesterday.
Exactly.
Yeah. What happened was I needed to replace a couple bulbs in my place, and I knew I wanted to put LEDs in. And when I have bought LED bulbs in the past, I buy Cree because they've had the best reviews just for mm-hmm. standard LED bulbs, and I've had excellent luck with them. And I decided I want these to be programmable. So I'm at Home Depot, where you buy Cree bulbs. I pick them up, and then I go over to their home automation section, and I pick up one of the Belkin smart switches.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm standing there ready to pay, and I'm thinking, hold on. I'm paying $70 for this home automated lighting system right here. And it's limited to just what I have in my hands. So if I want more later on, I have to basically start over and get more. And so I put everything back and drove over to the Apple store and picked up the Philips Lux starter kit, which is $99. So I spent $30 more than I had originally planned. Comes with two white bulbs that are dimmable and the Hue hub that connects to your network. So I got exactly what I needed with expandability when I decide to add more bulbs in the future. So with your love of Hue, with Bob's love of Hue, and my just installed light bulbs, I figured it's time for us to really talk about this, and I want you to teach me how to make my bulbs the coolest thing ever.
Okay.
So I'll hop to it.
Here's the first thing is, first of all, it's really awesome that you got the hub. I want to point out for purchase options for people that there are basically three options. There's a starter kit, which is the only way that you can get a hub. You cannot purchase a hub by itself. Once you get something with a hub, you can then expand it. And the hub is exactly the same, whether you buy it with the Lux lights, which are the ones that don't change color, or whether you buy with the Hue, the regular Hue Light starter kit, which is the ones that all change color. You still get the same hub, which means if you start out like Jeff with just a couple of white bulbs and then you decide later you want to add color ones, you can totally do so. The third option, you can get a white starter kit, you can get the color bulb starter kit, or you can buy individual pieces. All of the individual pieces require a hub. So you need to make sure that at some point you do pick up one of those. Otherwise, you can't run anything with your phone. So the other thing I will tell you is that the Hue app from Philips is serviceable. If you want to do basic geofencing, turn on a light when I come home, which is hands down my favorite feature. As long as it's after dark, you know, between these hours, like come on at this point, you know, at this level. I think the one that Bob mentioned in his article is if he comes home between these hours, it just turns on a regular light. And if he comes home later than that, it's a little bit dimmer light, sort of like a night light feature.
Kelly, does it access the internet and find out what local sunset is?
It has that information. I'm not sure where it gets it from.
Okay.
But mine does because I use If This Then That to hook it up.
And If This Then That is an amazing service that I can't imagine how I survived without.
Yeah, I cannot say enough nice things about IFT. And part of the reason that I love it is because you can browse what other people's recipes look like. Everything on IFT is called a recipe.
All right, we need to stop for a second because
yes,
we have at least a handful of people that have no idea what we just said. If This Then That, or IFT.
IFT, yes.
IFTTT.com is a website that you go to. And what it does is it lets you take different services that you can access online. So it could be weather services. It could be social networks. It could be accessing your home automation stuff from Philips Hue or from Belk and Wemo or all these different things, Evernote. And then you can use If This Then That to become a conduit to trigger something to happen somewhere else. So let's say that the temperature drops below a certain point.
Then, freezing is the one I see the most often.
Okay, so when the temperature drops below freezing, send me a text message to let me know, and then also change my thermostat temperature. Or one thing that I have done, I set up a recipe, which is what these workflows are called, so that when I post a photo to Instagram, depending on the hashtag that I've included with it, it will then add that to the Mac Observer's Facebook account. But then it also posts a separate tweet for me with the photo embedded instead of just the Instagram link.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. So there are a lot of things that you can hook up. And the way it works is exactly what it says on the tin. If this, then that. So if, like I have a weather one set up, if the temperature rises above 72 degrees, text me to go shut the windows because I don't have an air conditioner. And when the temperature drops below 69 degrees, I get a text to go open the windows.
That's really smart.
Pretty straightforward. And then there's other things you can do, like there's a lot of sports stuff. And then there's a lot of things that are really nice to have done that you don't necessarily want to go out of your way to do. So like automatic, which is the thing that hooks to your car, you can use that. And then every time you log a trip, when you come home, log the mileage from automatic in a Google spreadsheet. Every time you walk in the door, have the lights come on. Every time you leave the house, have all the lights turn off. there's some very basic stuff that you can put together that is super handy. I actually have one set up because I have a couple of lamps that are on Wemo switches, and then I have a couple of lamps that have Philips bulbs in them. So I have a setup where instead of having to use two apps, I text the if this then that number good night, and it turns all my lights off because I set up two recipes to do the same thing. When you get a text that says good night, turn off all the Philips Hue bulbs. Then I set up a second one that says when you get the text good night, turn off all my Wemo switches. And okay, so then when I send good night, they all go to bed. The other things I can tell you about Wemo are browse the recipes on If This Then That for inspiration, and take a look. Philips is very open about letting anybody that wants to build an app to control their bulbs. So you can get apps that do all kinds of things with the bulbs. If you have color ones, they will change color and flash with music. You guys, if anybody checks out my Instagram, I think I posted that one last summer when we finally got all the lights up over the bar and functioning properly. I think I posted a quick little video of that. There are a number of things that will do that. One of the things that I love about the Hue bulbs is that you can set them to do something over time. So even the white ones will do this. You can set it to, like Jeff, I know you get up pretty early in the morning. Mm-hmm. So you can set it to be very dim when you first roll out of bed. And then like as you're in the shower, maybe it increases to be a little bit brighter. And when you get out of the shower, it's a little bit better lit in your house.
Ah, okay.
And then, so, you know, it goes from like, not very bright to brighter over time. You know, you can set it to be this percentage bright in this many minutes, or, you know, turn off over this amount of time. So if you're trying to sort of, you know, conquer some jet lag, or you just want to make sure you're going to bed at the right time, you can set it at a certain time, take 10 minutes and start dimming to sort of get your brain into nighttime mode, that kind of thing. That's a thing that I really like about them. I also like, and Jeff, I don't know that this one is necessarily applicable to you, but the sci-fi channel show, 12 Monkeys, syncs with the Hue bulbs, so, with the color ones. So what you can do is when certain things are happening, you can open an app on your phone that syncs up to the audio of the program, and then it will change the lighting in the room accordingly, depending on what's happening on TV. And that's that one is just sort of a fun thing. But the utility of them is amazing, primarily because of like the drop in power consumption in most of the lights, different things like that. And I like the advantage of having color in some places and white in some places, because we do have a few of the Lux bulbs in a couple of the lighting fixtures. Mm-hmm. Like a couple of the lamps, I think, are just plain white now. But I like them because even the color ones, you can set a tone so that maybe it's a softer light, so that, you know, you can sit and maybe read a book, or you want to watch TV and not have the light on very bright. And then you can also set it to like concentration. So like if you're trying to do some sort of fine, you know, disassemble a computer or something, and you want to make sure you've got enough light to do that, you can set it to be a cooler tone so that you get better lighting out of that. And I think that's super handy. The thing about Hue is that lots of other people have embraced them. So like I have a Logitech Harmony remote, and mm-hmm. It has a light bulb button, and the Hue lights are one of the things I can control with my remote. So when I push the watch movie button, it will dim the lights for me.
Oh, nice.
That's really cool.
So turns on the amp, turns on the DVD player, turns on the TV, flips the TV to the right input, flips the amp to the right input, and then the lights go dim.
I'm sold. I want to get into this, but before I spend $200, I'm going to buy an Apple Watch. So,
well, maybe you can
with $100.
Saving my pennies.
Jeff.
Well, white lights don't really turn me on. I really want the colored lights, but I'm going to wait until I have an Apple Watch, and then I'll spend the $200 or on the Hues. $200. I think there would be in this household $200 for three light bulbs. There would be a hue and cry.
Oh, John.
See, the problem we have at my house is sort of the opposite problem, because part of what Mr. Kelly wanted them for was particularly the LED strips. We put them in the windows. We have four large windows on the front of our house. So we laid one at the bottom of each windowsill, and then you can light them up all different. So they were red and green for Christmas, and they were sort of a dark purple with an app that made them sort of get bright and dim, sort of like the house was breathing, and we played music from the Haunted Mansion outside.
I'd love to see your house at Christmas time, Kelly.
It's pretty impressive.
It would be awesome.
What happened was when they put them in the packaging, the strips are rolled up. So you guys have seen, I've posted tons of pictures of the bar that's in my basement. Mm-hmm. And so Mr. Kelly had bought a package of these and had unrolled it on the bar. And I said, oh, are you going to try and find a way to stick to put that on the edge of the bar? And he went...
And he had to go over another set.
And I said, what? What was the problem? And I said, why? What was... What? I thought that was like what it was. And he goes, well, I do now. So yeah, he had to go order another one. So now the back edge of our bar also changes color when the music's playing, which is kind of fun.
That's a lot of fun. Okay, one thing that I liked about hopping in to the Philips lighting system the way I did at $100 is that when I need more bulbs, I can now pick and choose what I want. And I'm being more economical, at least from my perspective, for this. A regular Lux bulb is $30. A regular Hue bulb is $60. So, it's a lot of money to spend on a light bulb, but it's more mm-hmm. than just a light bulb.
Right.
And this way, if I decide, okay, I need to add more lights into my mix, like maybe the main lighting fixture in the room needs to have bulbs, at that point I can decide, do I want to put Hue or Lux bulbs in there? Do I need to have color? And mm-hmm. I'm sure a lot of people are going to say, absolutely, you need to have color. It's just and we'll see. I don't know yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I do know that being able to easily control a set of dimmable lights that I use all the time is really great.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. So before we move on to the next thing, Kelly,
mm-hmm.
are there any favorite apps that you have on your iPhone for controlling your Hue bulbs?
I have set up some stuff in the basic the Philips Hue app, because it does have like the timer for the lights.
Mm-hmm.
So that one I have found particularly handy. I'm trying to remember the name of the other one because mostly we run them off the iPad, and I'm trying to remember the name of the
I totally
one
put you on
cool.
the spot with that. Sorry.
Yeah. Let me look at the Philips site, because there's a I know one of the ones that we use a lot is listed there. So let me see what the Friends of Hue section says. Like I said, anybody can go build an app. They're totally upfront about it. They really enjoy when other people do it. So there's a bunch of stuff. Ambify, that's one that we use pretty regularly. Ambify is the one that will change color with music.
Okay.
And then I think there's another one that's like Lightbow, I think, is what it's called. And that's a nice one too. There's some stuff that you can do that's pretty in-depth with some of them, and I haven't gotten into any of those because they're like $40 apps or $50 apps, and we're just not
–
my need is not
it.
That great
yeah.
at this point. I don't have one of those professional lighting systems for the front of the house or anything. I don't do the kind of stuff you see on YouTube for the most part. So I don't have any of those. But some of the – I know Lightbow is one that we've played with, but mostly I think to play fun with music – we use Ambify, and that's a fun one. And then I use the Sci-Fi Sync app for the stuff from 12 Monkeys. The thing that is interesting about Ambify, and there's another one that sounds like that I'll think of in a second, is that also in the basement we have the big speakers, and so those are what's hooked up to the AV setup that includes the Apple TV and a Denon amp, both of which will do AirPlay. So I can AirPlay to something and be playing something on the big speakers that is also causing the lights to change and flash and change color. So it can be pretty – the disco factor in my basement is occasionally very high.
That's mm-hmm. pretty awesome. Cool. Thank you, Kelly, because after last night, when I got everything set up, I had a brief moment where I was like, well, I just spent $100 so that I can dim two lights.
Mm-hmm.
Crap. And then when I went to bed, I was like, okay, I'm not shutting off the lights in the room. And I made myself sit in bed and pull up my iPhone and then mm-hmm. shut the lights off, and seeing the lights just dim down and disappear through, mm-hmm. you know, like that, I was like, okay, that helped a little bit. But I knew there was so much more that I could do.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm much better prepared to jump into the world of Philips lighting now, especially now that I've committed myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's inspirational. I'm all jazzed up myself, Kelly.
Well, and I really like that you can do this for $100. I mean, you know, it was a tough sell at my house for Mr. Kelly. I wasn't actually the one who came home with the Philips starter kit. But to me, the interesting piece of it is the automation of it. You can also set the lights to do things when certain things happen. You can have it change some of the lights to a particular color when your ball team starts playing, or if they score points or different things. You can have stuff happen that way too. So some of that stuff is kind of fun to play with. And sometimes people use it for automation purposes with, like, I know, Jeff, you had briefly mentioned social networks with If This Then That. Every time someone tags you on Facebook, you can have the lights blink or, you know, things like that. And some of that stuff is pretty nifty too.
Unless you're like really, really popular, and then it's basically your lights are strobing.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't necessarily want that, but you know, you can have different sorts of notifications sort of pop up to your lights. One of the ones I like is actually an Android notification. I don't know if there's an iOS version of it yet. If you miss a call, it blinks the lights at you.
Oh, that's cool too.
Yeah. So the thing about the $100 version is that I feel like it was a super smart move on Philips's part, because that's the kind of thing I can recommend to my folks, so that, you know, my mom doesn't have to come home at whatever point and have the lights off. You know, maybe she didn't leave them on when she left, and when she came home, it's dark now, and now she doesn't have to worry. You know, and that's the kind of thing that I want to be able to use to sort of get my folks in on some of this stuff too.
Totally makes sense. Cool. Hey, we're out of time, but John, there was one thing I wanted to ask you about, which is going to run us over a couple minutes, so we'll try and keep it tight. You've been looking at how we've been changing the way we perceive databases. And on one hand, I look at that and I think, oh, crap, I'm asking John a question that's horribly dry and boring. But on the other hand, I look at this. And I'm like, wait a second. We used to all build our own databases to do everything we want.
Right.
And now I don't think most average users even have an idea what a database really is.
Right after the show, I'm going to write an article, and the tentative title is Mac Users Have Fallen Out of Love with Databases. But why? And there's all sorts of elements that feed into our current lack of interest in databases. As you said, when we got our Apple IIs and early Macs, we couldn't wait to build a database of our CD collection and our stamps and our books. But with the advent of the internet and technology, we've moved on. We do different things. And we don't mess so much with databases anymore. And there's also some economic issues and database design issues that fold into that. So stay tuned later today, and you'll see my article about why Mac users, and maybe to a certain extent PC users, don't use databases so much anymore.
And here's my take, John, which is that people are using databases a lot, but what's really happened is that designing databases has fallen out of favor with average users.
That's an important part of it. You know, we tend to think in our brains as flat files, and databases are really designed to be relational, which is confuses even people who, you know, think they know something about databases. And people have discovered that there's lots of free tools that they can use to build flat file databases without having to go out and invest in databases and input forms and output forms and all the fuss. So there's lots to talk about in that area, it turns out.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to seeing the piece. And we really are out of time. So John, thank you for being forward thinking and giving us a teaser as to what we'll be able to read later today. Kelly, thank you for giving me and hopefully our listeners some inspiration on how they can just really get deep into the Philips lighting thing.
Of course. And if anybody out there is doing something cool with your Hue lights, I want to hear about it.
Yes. Shoot us a message. You can send us something on Twitter.
Yeah.
The Twitter account that we're using for the show is at TMO Daily. So we're easy to find. And John, thank you for being here today.
And thanks, Kelly. You've brightened my day.
Yes, indeed. Thank you very much. Thanks to all of our listeners for being here with us yet again. And thanks for the feedback we're getting. Keep it coming in because I always love hearing from people. We'll see everyone again tomorrow.